Chapter 1. Relationships Rule. No, you can't have an Instagram account. We've told you this 1,000 times. You're too young. You don't need it, and we want you to value your friends face to face. We've told you. We'll decide if and when you can have one, and no amount of asking on your part will influence us. Why is this preteen demanding something from her parents when they've told her no before? What do you think they are doing or not doing? I told you to put away your toys and you're still playing with them. What's up with that? You know better. Put them away. Now. How do you think this parent and child got to this point? What's gone wrong? What do you mean you can't memorize this week's vocabulary definitions? You didn't have any trouble memorizing them last week or the week before. Stop complaining, and don't ask for a prize when you do learn. You've shown me you don't need one. Just get it done. Be diligent. What did this parent do right? What could this parent have done differently? Are any of these scenarios familiar to you? Parenting isn't for the faint of heart. I'm proud of every parent who is intent on parenting well and doing it on the good days and bad. This is you. I know that's true because you're interested in how to motivate your children. You're not satisfied with how things are going. You're leaning in. You want something more for them, for yourself. The why of your relationship with your kids. Capturing your child's heart and parenting to keep it may be more important than anything else you do. Your love for your children and your desire for them to trust Christ for their salvation matters greatly. For you to have motivational power to help them make that commitment, mature in their faith, and love God more fully, you must start with their heart. For your children to want what you want for them, for changes to occur, and for improvements to remain, your hearts must be intertwined. Your motivational power and influence over their obedience comes out of the love you have for each other. This is certainly true when thinking about motivating children. No matter your concerns that surround motivating your kids, moving them from apathy to action, disrespect to respect, self-centeredness to compassion, getting C's to earning A's, you must start with their heart. Caring more about the quality of your relationship than the quality of children's behavior allows you to affect their behavior. In contrast, when children think their behavior matters more than anything, they will care less what you think. Your impact will decrease. Prioritizing your relationship is everything. It makes you influential in your own family. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. How would you describe the value of your relationship with your children? Facebook friends explained it this way. My relationship with my daughter will impact her for the rest of her life. It will be how she sees God, other adults, and even the world. If I have a negative relationship with my daughter, where I tear her down and she can never do anything right, then that will be how she sees herself in the future. However, if I have a positive and open relationship with my daughter,